with SR News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House says stopping Houthi Red Sea attacks is an all-hands-on-deck problem.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the ongoing threat by Yemen's Houthi rebels to commercial vessels in the Red Sea was an all-hands-on-deck problem that the U.S. and allies must address together to minimize impact on the global economy. His comments on Tuesday came as the U.S. launched a new strike against the Houthis, the third assault on the Iranian-backed group in recent days. The rebel attacks have already caused significant disruptions to global trade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's on to New Hampshire for the surviving GOP Republican presidential candidates after yesterday's Iowa caucuses. Donald Trump won handily in Iowa, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finishing second and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley a close third. Correspondent Michelle Price reports Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley hope to fare better in New Hampshire.
For any of these candidates, a win in New Hampshire over Donald Trump shows that he's not invincible, that there is enough support out there for somebody else, and that maybe there's a path for another nominee.
Two other GOP candidates, Asa Hutchinson and Vivek Ramaswamy, announced they were dropping out of the race. The White House continues its efforts in Congress for funding for the war in Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's confident Congress will eventually approve more money for Ukraine.
We've got to be able to deliver the necessary resources to Ukraine for the weapons that it needs to be able to achieve the results that it needs. And that requires mobilizing the bipartisan support we have in both the House and Senate, converting that into actual votes for the money.
The Biden administration faces stiff resistance from conservative Republicans who want to prioritize security at the southern border. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 231 points. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama's begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help children live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that had blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. State Attorney General Steve Marshall calls the order a significant victory for our country, for children, and for common sense. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closed lower in a lackluster return to trading following a three-day holiday weekend. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, though it remains within a good day of its all-time high set 2 years ago. Morgan Stanley sank after a legal matter, and a special assessment knocked more than $500 million off its pre-tax earnings. While Spirit Airlines nearly halved after a federal judge blocked its takeover by JetBlue. The Dow was down 231 points today, closing at 37,361. The Nasdaq lost 28 to 14,944. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points to 4765. New York oil fell 28 cents to $72.40 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.